Our family managed to survive the first 5 years of the war because Hungary did not enter the war until March 1944. However, the war affected us all. For example, my father was taken several times into forced labor in the Hungarian military starting in 1943. Even Bogar hated the sound of planes and shooting. Before we could hear it, Bogar would growl and raise the hair on his back when an airplane flew near. Then, the unthinkable happened, the thing we all feared. In June of 1944, we heard a commotion outside. On a loudspeaker, the soldiers told all the Jews to line up in the street. My parents had told us that this might happen and not to be afraid. We had no place to run to or to hide. The soldiers came into the houses and told everyone to get ready to leave. We were only allowed to take one suitcase each. We rushed to grab some clothes and a few other things as the soldiers waved their rifles threateningly at us. We heard shots in the distance. I saw my friends, our neighbors, the butcher, the doctor, and the banker, all of the people I grew up knowing and loving. They were standing, cowering, and crying in the street. There were young people, middle-aged people, and the elderly trying to stand on feeble legs with help from their relatives. Way down at the end of the line, I heard a man yelling. Then I heard shots. I was afraid to look. It got very quiet after that. People talked in whispers. As soon as we were lined up in the street, we were marched to the ghetto. We had no warning and no time to make provisions for ourselves or Bogar. We only had time to leave Bogar free outside. I prayed to God that he would be safe. But to my horror, when I looked around, I saw that Bogar was following us to the ghetto. "Go home," I cried. "Go home, Bogar." But he did not. Dogs were not allowed in the ghetto. So as we passed through the gates, the soldiers chased Bogar, trying to hit him. I tried to run back to go to him, but my father held me by the arm and forced me to stay with him. I had never felt so helpless. I thought I heard Bogar yelp, but I could not be sure, since I could not see him, and we had no idea where he was or what happened to him. Even though we were afraid and uncertain about our own fate, we all worried about Bogar. Who would take care of him? How would he survive? For 3 weeks, we were kept in the ghetto in Haidu Hadaz, where we lived in someone's small summer home. After 3 weeks, we were again lined up in the street. We were herded out of the ghetto and forced to walk to the train station in Haidu Hadaz. I looked around as I left the ghetto. I'm not sure if I wanted to see Bogar or was hoping that he would be gone. I couldn't stop from looking. And as we left the ghetto, to our surprise, Bogar was right there beside us. My dear, sweet Bogar had waited outside of the ghetto for us. Initially, I was thrilled to see that he was alive. But when he followed us all the way to the train station, my heart sank. I couldn't help the tears that fell down my face. I anguished over what Bogar would do. Would he follow the train? Would he be killed under the wheels of the train? Would someone shoot him? Poor Bogar did not know we would have to leave him again. What would happen to our precious dog? All I could think of was Bogar, not even about myself. Maybe by thinking of Bogar, I was able to handle my deeper fears. We had all heard stories about the camps.